Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 5th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. The Financial Times reports Google's AI unit DeepMind made a £46 million pre-tax profit last year after losing half a billion pounds, approximately $680 million, in 2019. Google acquired DeepMind in 2014 for around £400 million, and parent company Alphabet wrote off a £1.1 billion debt. DeepMind's revenues stem from applying its tech to various Alphabet products, including ads, sales, shopping, Waymo, and YouTube. A recent collaboration with Google Maps improved the estimated arrival times by up to 50%. CBS's 60 Minutes published a Security and Exchange Commission whistleblower complaints against Facebook by former employee Frances Haugen. At least 8 complaints were filed based on tens of thousands of internal documents copied by Haugen before leaving Facebook in May. The allegations include Facebook and Instagram being aware the platforms were used to promote human trafficking and domestic servitude, and failing to deploy countermeasures to combat misinformation and violent extremism. Haugen is testifying before the Senate Commerce Committee today. In an interview with GamesBeat, Unity executive Peter Moore showed off Unity Metacast, new technology for capturing and analyzing sports moves in real time. The UFC will collaborate on research and development of potential applications for Unity Metacast within UFC content, with footage able to be viewed from any angle at any moment. The live cameras will be installed in Las Vegas, with broadcasts likely to go live in 2022. The Unity Metacast demo covered MMA, rugby, and basketball, as well as tools to aid coaching and live analysis. Netflix launched the Play Something Shuffle feature globally on Android, with plans to begin testing the feature on iOS in the coming months. Previously, the feature was limited to TV-connected devices. The company also rolled out its Fast Laughs feature on Android in select markets, already available on iOS, which provides funny clips from Netflix content. And Netflix is bringing its Downloads for You feature to iOS this month, which automatically downloads content to watch based on viewing habits, already available on Android. Google's Android October security updates address 41 vulnerabilities, all between high and critical severity, though none of these flaws are reported to be active in the wild. The fixes cover versions from Android 8.1 to Android 11. Qualcomm and investment group SSW Partners announced they intend to acquire the Swedish automotive tech company Veoneer for $800 million. The automotive supplier Magna International previously announced it intended to acquire Veoneer last month, but was outbid. Veoneer will also pay Magna a $110 million breakup fee. YubiKey launched YubiKey Bio, the first key to support passwordless login and biometric authentication. It will also continue to allow users to use a PIN in case biometric authentication fails due to temperature or moisture issues. The key does not require batteries, drivers, or custom software, and works across Windows, Linux, and Mac OS. YubiKey Bio is now available in USB-A and USB-C versions for $80 and $85 respectively. The free tier of YouTube Music currently doesn't support background listening, meaning if the screen is off or you're using another app, there's no music. However, on November 3rd, the free tier Canadian users will be able to use background listening on standard, ad-supported, personalized radio mixes, as well as user-uploaded content. No specifics when this will roll out to other markets. General Motors is building a new electric vehicle battery lab in Michigan, aiming to cut costs 60% over current options and allow for travel between 500 to 600 miles per charge. The 300,000-square-foot lab will be operational by mid to late 2022, featuring hundreds of engineers and costing hundreds of millions of dollars. GM's Director of Battery Cell Engineering and Strategy says, "We need to make better batteries that cost a lot less." Mozilla updated Firefox Focus on Android and iOS, offering a new look, including a dark theme, quicker access, and more privacy options. There's a shield icon to turn trackers off or on, as well as a shortcut feature for faster access to favorite sites. In PC news, the company also promised Firefox will be available on Windows 11 in the Microsoft App Portal later this year. Tortoise, a remote-operated robotic delivery service, is expanding to convenience stores across the U.S. with a two-year deal with King Retail Solutions. Under the agreement, KRS will resell more than 500 sidewalk delivery units to its stores. Tortoise vehicles are suited for deliveries between 3 and 5 miles and move at about 4 miles per hour. The units are expected to complete 8 to 10 deliveries a day during store hours. And William Shatner is set to become the oldest person to fly to space at 90 years old. Shatner is scheduled to fly on Blue Origin's second tour spaceflight on October 12th aboard the New Shepard and will break the record of 82-year-old aviation pioneer Wally Funk, who flew in July. The flight will go past the Kármán line boundary between the Earth's atmosphere and outer space, just a bit short of second star to the right and straight on till morning. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.